Hello.
Hello, hi. My name is Ed. I'm calling from a public opinion poll. It's a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
What?
Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
As far as I know.
Okay, thank you. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your own words? What do you think it is?
The budget surplus.
The budget surplus. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We got a $17 billion budget surplus.
Okay. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your own words? The global environmental issue. What do you think it is?
A global environmental issue?
Yes, sir. What is the most important or present global environmental issue?
Open pit mining in China.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Open pit mining in China.
Open pit mining in China. Okay. Thank you. And now, what is the most important or present environmental issue faced in Minnesota, your state? What do you think it will be?
Well, just give me a second.
Okay, sure.
An important environmental issue in my state is... lack of pheasants.
Lack of what?
Pheasants.
Okay. Using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industry? Mining. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about agriculture and farming?
Excellent.
Thank you. How about refining?
Very good.
Excellent. Good. Just fair or poor. Excellent.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. If you don't have a very good, yeah.
Yes, no. Only excellent. Good. Just fair or poor. Thank you. How about the electric utilities? How would you rate them? Excellent. Good. Just fair or poor.
I'd say fair.
Thank you. And how about forest products? Excellent. Good.
Forest products?
Yeah.
Yeah, our products suck because they all come from Canada.
Okay, so how would you rate that? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Our Minnesota forest products are excellent.
Okay, thank you. How about medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, be more specific.
It just says medical manufacturing. How would you rate that in your state? I guess
you said medical manufacturing?
Yes, sir. Would you rate that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. Okay. Right on. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? County
okay,
land
wait,
department.
Wait.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Start, say it again.
Okay, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? I'm going to read you the list. County land
uh-oh.
Departments. Excellent, good, yes, fair, or poor. The county land departments.
How would they manage that? God, that's a good one.
How would you rate it?
Fair.
Okay. It's not a right or wrong answer. It's how you feel, you know, just your opinion. How about the forest?
Oh, of course.
And
then. Okay.
Forest and timber industries. How would you rate them?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. How about the U.S. Forest Service? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Thank you. How about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Poor.
Thank you. How about the environmental groups?
Environmental groups. I didn't know we had them here. Poor.
Thank you. If you didn't know, yeah. How important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
More than harvest.
Thank you. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, about the same?
More, fewer, about the same. God, I never thought of that. I'd say probably about the same.
Thank you. Do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now, in the future, or not? Now and in the future or not?
Yes.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Hardly any.
No impact then.
I forgot what the choices were.
Positive, no impact, or negative? The impact,
no impact.
No impact, thank you. And now, do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesters in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel that it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor
major.
Component, a major, thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding, trained, and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support AutoPost for the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job? Support AutoPost.
No.
Opposed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of this rural economic forest and forest industry? Support or oppose?
No.
Oppose.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
I oppose that.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Oppose.
Support or oppose? Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Support
oppose.
Or oppose? Thank you. Get into a school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Oppose or support?
Support.
Thank you.
You said high schools, right?
It doesn't necessarily say high school, but a school classroom, I guess it's going to start probably, you know. It says school classroom.
Yeah.
So they're talking about schools, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household.
Yeah.
What is not, we almost done. I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Jesus, really, this is a bad one.
What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
The highest level of education?
Yes, sir.
I forgot.
College, technical, or grade school, high
school?
Yeah,
I can't remember. I
can't remember.
High school diploma.
High school. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And now, what is your age? Between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
Yep.
That one? 50 to 65 plus?
50 to 65. Four.
Okay.
What did you say? 65 plus. Yeah, I'm lying. See.
Okay. 65
plus.
Oh, 65 plus? Okay.
Well, hell, if I can't remember that, how in the heck am I supposed to remember how old I am? Never mind.
And how would you describe the community that you live in? A large city, suburban, small town, farm or rural?
Small town.
Small town, thank you. And is your annual house income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000?
Well, less than the first one.
Less than $25,000?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Can you go over those again?
Yeah, do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, a conservative?
Pick one for me. I don't know. Moderate.
You got to tell. Okay, thank you.
And, you got to tell me.
I know, because I cannot write it for you. And which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker.
There you go, retired.
Oh, okay, thank you. I knew I would hit the one. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else? I know what you sound like, but I got to read it verbatim.
You poor bastard.
I know, right? Tell me about it.
You know, what would you say to me if I asked you that? I'm a male.
Okay, thank you. I will say what I am, a male.
Sorry.
This concludes our service. Thank you very
you
much
go.
For your participation. I really appreciate
what?
It. You have a great one. Take care. Have a nice
day. Oh, now wait just a cotton picking second.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
I'm here.
Yeah, what country are you in?
I'm in Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida. Nice.
Yes, sir.
I've got a niece that's in the neighborhood down there, and she's
really?
Happier than hell. And if you run into her, you better be nice to her because
I
she
will.
Can really kick ass, man. I'm telling you.
I believe you.
At any rate, sir, gosh, I wish this wouldn't have taken so long, and I'm sure you run into a lot of flack because of that. But go give them hell, and I hope the next guy does the whole survey.
You did the
like
whole survey.
I did.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Take care.
All right, give them hell now. Yeah, bye.
Bye.